Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We're going to bring in now a junior at Pepperdine. This is Henry Adams. He works for the Pepperdine graphic. And we know Pepperdine students were sheltering in place all night. They kind of put them at the center of campus because the flames had got pretty close. But it went to the north of campus. So that's good news for Pepperdine. But they're still kind of sheltering this morning. Henry, how did your night go? What can you tell us?
Oh, man, it has been a really long night. I've been up. I have not gotten a minute of sleep. It's just been exhausting following this whole thing and witnessing this. So, yeah.
Are you in the library right now? Where are you exactly?
Yeah, they put kids at a couple different places, right?
Yeah, so they put everybody who's in the shelter-in-place order on campus is split between Payson Library and at the Tyler Campus Center, which is a building that houses the cafeteria on campus. Lucky enough for me, I'm off campus, so I've just been kind of witnessing from afar, but I've been communicating with all my student peers that are on campus, and it's just been restless, very anxious. Everybody's happy finals were canceled at least, but just hopefully this will end soon, but I don't really know what the timeline is on that. Depends on the fire department and the wind, so...
I love students. So I was like, well, we don't have finals for a while.
The plus side is,
you know, Henry, I was in college, and one time they had a fire drill, and they all had to evacuate the dorm, and there were kids who were in the shower who had to towel up and get out really quickly, and a lot of people left quickly and forgot their keys, and it was a big old mess. You guys have, and that turned out to not really. It was pizza that was burning for that fire. This is an actual, you know, wildfire in that area around Pepperdine. And you said you've been communicating with other students there. Tell us what happened when they got that notice, you know, to shelter in place. And it is this big fire. You know, what were the circumstances for them as they had to go to the library and the other area? You know, were they in the shower? Were they having dinner? Were they studying for finals? You know, what did that look like for them?
Yeah, so the timeline looks like, it's right before 11 p.m. when the fire started. And, there wasn't an immediate shelter-in-place order. It took a little bit, but I think by the time the shelter-in-place order was given, most people were aware of what was going on campus. So I think they were prepared to just get out there and go to the library or wherever they were told to go. But a lot of other people, as soon as they saw like the smoke coming through the canyon, just tried to evacuate as soon as possible and get off campus before they were told they had to stay. I know some people just left anyways, even though they're ordered to shelter in place. So I don't, definitely shelter in place. I think most people were just kind of, waiting for the shelter in place orders to come about, given that, we saw the fire, it was right there. It was, just kind of a given, I think. So, yeah.
You said that some of them tried to get off campus quickly. So some went to the designated areas to shelter in place. Tell us about those that made the decision to leave campus?
Yeah, some people, as soon as they saw like the billowing orange smoke, just because you could see it from campus, like as soon as the fire broke out, before it was like as big as it is now, of course, but around like 11 p.m., I was hearing from friends, like I had a friend who him and a bunch of people just, they all hopped in like somebody's Prius and just drove to Santa Monica because somebody's got a house down there. So, but just, yeah, pure chaos, everyone running around trying to figure out what they're going to do. Some other friends that they ended up, I have a friend who lives over in Moore Park, so they all just drove over there and, you know, they've just been
just go to wherever a house is.
Campus.
Yeah. For people you talk to in the library, what's that been like for them? Because, you know, we talked to the school and they're aware that, you know, everybody's posting videos looking out the windows when you can see that orange smoke and you can see some flames out there. And, you know, the campus says that's our safest place. We've worked with the fire officials. It's at the center of campus. We know it's the most protected if we've got to shelter people. But still, that must not have been easy to know that, you know, hey, it's pitch black, but out the window, I can see something.
Yeah, it's definitely very scary. You know, a lot of the sparks are coming on the campus, and stuff is like there was trees that had like embers all over them. But so I think there definitely were a lot of students questioning whether or not the shelter in place thing was the correct move. But I do think that is like the standard procedure. They did the same during Woolsey Fire back in 2018, long before I was a student. But I had an older sister who was on campus at the time. She luckily evacuated, but a lot of people had to do the same thing right now, staying in the library, staying in the calf, and you're seeing like trees on fire and stuff. And it's just very scary. But, you know, I trust that the call of the LA Fire Department. So, you know, it is what it is. It's just kind of scary circumstances, but, yeah, you just gotta hold off. I mean, the worst has passed, I know, on campus, luckily at this point. So, I think they're very optimistic, at least.
All right. Henry Adams there works for the Pepperdine Graphic, a junior at Pepperdine, talking about people he's been hearing from who either tried to get out fast or went to that shelter in place right there.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.